Support for WPR comes from Luther College in Decorah, Iowa. Academic scholarships are automatically offered to eligible students upon admission, and all Luther students receive some form of financial aid. Luther.edu.
Support for WPR comes from Stafford Rosenbaum, a Wisconsin-based law firm celebrating 145 years of commitment to practical legal solutions in areas such as family law and estate planning. StaffordLaw.com.
Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today as we begin the program by taking a look at airfares. Rick Seney, CEO of FareCompare.com, our guest today. And let's see if I've got him. He's on by phone. Rick, are you there?
Hey, Larry. Can you hear me today?
I can hear you. Thank you. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Oh, yeah. Always fun to do. Love to help people find some deals out there. I know it's tougher every day to find them, especially with all these mergers that are going on.
Yeah. What's going on out there?
I think, you know, for the most part, airlines have had a difficult time raising prices. I think that's a reflection of the economy and people's, sort of tightening up their wallets a little bit, taking a little fewer trips. Remember, today, airlines, you know, at $100 a barrel of oil, they have to fill every seat on a plane. And soon, if they overcook prices even by a little bit, it's people stop booking, and then they have to discount to put some people in those middle seats.
So there's a chance that you can get a deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, for example, around spring break, airlines know exactly when we want to go on spring break. They've been watching our habits for the last 10 years. They know when our school districts have spring break, so they raise the prices on Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday of spring break, the start of spring break. So if you leave on a Tuesday, for example, you can save 30 or 40% and come back on a Saturday. Otherwise, if you do what most people do, which is leave Saturday or Sunday and come back Sunday, for example, to extend your trip, you're going to pay at least 30 to 50% more. Airlines jack up the prices pretty hefty.
Wow. Rick Seney, CEO of FareCompare.com. If you'd like to join in, maybe you have a question or comment for our guest, the number to call, 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And you can post questions or comments there. I had someone ask about going to Vancouver in August. They were traveling to Vancouver or wanting to travel to Vancouver and saw some prices out there now at around $750. Wondering if that was if they should wait or move on that price.
Definitely, yeah. August, you should wait. Right now, the going price to Vancouver from like a city like Milwaukee is in the mid-500s.
Oh, okay.
So I definitely would wait. You'll see that price drop. You know, if they're seeing $750 or $800, that price is going to drop $200 to $250 if they'll wait. Typically, you want to start shopping for Canadian travel out of the U.S. about 3.5 months before departure. So they're probably a good 3 months early right now.
And so for a May departure to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, end of May, now is about the time.
Absolutely. You should be tickling the keys right now.
Okay. Because that's, selfish me. That was for me.
You're okay. You have some time. You don't have to buy exactly 3.5 months with Fortune, but that's the best time to start. That's when airlines actually start managing their cheapest prices. Before about 3.5 months between United States and Canada or domestically, they basically are selling you the fourth or fifth cheapest price because they're really not managing it yet because they don't know about, you know, what kind of bookings. And right at that 3 month mark, they start probing the bookings to see if it's going to match last year. Because if it doesn't match last year, they tend to discount, for example. And if it's actually selling better than last year, they tend to raise the prices. And that's how airline ticket pricing works.
Yeah. Well, Chris in Oshkosh has a question for you about traveling Switzerland, I think. Chris, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Yeah, I've got a sister in the Milwaukee area that's looking to go to Switzerland to visit her daughter this summer. She's got enough points that she could get towards the East Coast probably for free. I suggested she might find the best deal out of JFK or Newark. Just wondering if Chicago would be within driving distance, obviously, also, if Chicago versus New York is going to be the best way to get to Switzerland on the cheap.
Sure, yeah. So what time frame were they going? I missed. Was it summertime?
This summer, yes.
Yeah, in summertime. So the summer rates right now are going, right now, the summer prices, if you're buying out of Milwaukee, are about $1,400 round trip. out of Chicago, right now, they're around $1,150 or $1,200. And out of Minneapolis, they're also $1,150 or $1,200. And out of New York at the moment, they're just over $1,000. So I'd be waiting another week or two to start shopping for this ticket. I would definitely look out of Minneapolis or Chicago. I think in order to get to New York, if you're going to be doing that, you might have a low-cost airline. But I think you'll find that, flying out of either Chicago or New York will be within maybe $50 to $100 of flying out of New York. And that way you can get all the way there. Milwaukee looks like it's going to be about a $250 to $300 premium right now.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot for calling. Frank in La Crosse County, your turn. Hi, thank you for calling.
Yeah, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Rick, in the past you've said that the optimum time to buy domestic tickets is like 3 or 3.5 months before departure.
Yeah, to start shopping, yeah. You don't want to buy any later, yeah.
About a month ago, I read a report by an organization who did a study, and they said that the best time was about 1.5 months. So are you familiar with that?
I'm familiar with that particular study. And they studied only tickets on certain types of sites. They don't have every price in the world on every particular route and on small routes and long routes. I would agree with that study to some degree that, and by the way, most people buy tickets inside of 30 days before departure. They're procrastinating. Fascinators. And so what our study shows is that you should start shopping about 3.5 months in between, and certainly don't buy any later than 30 days out if you can. So that's a pretty big window of time. If you start a little bit earlier, you're liable to catch at least 2 sales on average that you wouldn't catch normally, for example. In that particular study, they took averages. I'm not a big fan of averages because, the sale between Minneapolis and New York, this might be a 3 months, is the perfect time to shop, and the sale between Minneapolis and Los Angeles may be only 40 days or so. So when they start to take averages like that, I sort of discount those studies a little bit.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Let's turn to Phil in Lake Mills next. Hi, Phil.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. We got kind of bummed out trying to find a reasonable airfare from either Madison or Milwaukee to San Diego around the end of the month, and I just, heard the tip gave earlier about looking for a Tuesday departure, so I can try that. But we had wanted to leave on the 23rd of March and return on the 31st. And then we're also planning on going to France, to Paris, in the middle of July for a couple of weeks, so I wanted to know when I should start looking for that.
Sure, yeah. So for your ticket at the end of March right now, you're well inside that window, right, of shopping, and it appears, out of Milwaukee, for example, it looks like that must be spring break weekend, because I'm looking at some of our data here, and it shows that they're raising the price by 40 or 50% those days. They're raising the prices Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th by 45%, because it appears that's when your spring break is, or at least that's when airlines think it is. Out of Milwaukee, out of Madison, it looks like they're doing the same thing. So you're basically going to pay a pretty hefty premium, close to $500 round trip right now, if you want to take that trip on the weekend. Now it drops pretty dramatically on Tuesday back to $340. So they're basically charging a $200 premium because of the demand for spring break.
Okay.
And then for your July trip to Europe, here's a couple of tips that you should know about Europe. First of all, Monday through Thursday are typically about $20 to $30 cheaper per day than weekend rates. So you want to travel if you can on a Monday through a Thursday. You'll save some money there, either on half your trip or both ends of your trip. You have to stay at least a Saturday night. All the cheapest fare have a Saturday night stay. So don't try to book a trip, from Sunday to Saturday and not stay a Saturday night. So that's another tip. July is peak time right now, and so you need to start shopping for that ticket. We haven't seen any sales. We're sitting here just at the tail end of February. We should see some sales in the next 2 or 3 weeks for July for international. So I would wait 2 or 3 weeks, and then you should expect to pay, really honestly, you know, with fuel surcharges on average right now, $450 round trip, taxes at $170, that's $620. They're going to charge probably anywhere from $250 to $300 each way. You're looking at $1,200 tickets for July.
Wow.
Okay. Great.
All right. There you go, Phil. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. And Helen in Mountain, it is your turn. Hi, Helen.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
Great. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, my girlfriend and I are going to Italy in May. We've got a reservation at a property from the 18th to the 25th, and then we were going to go up to Venice, meet my family for 3 days, and come back. So I'm wondering about the wisdom. We would be leaving from either Milwaukee or Chicago. We'll drive wherever it makes the most sense. I'm wondering about the wisdom of flying into Venice, taking the train to Florence, renting a car to then run around Tuscany for a week, taking the car back on the 25th, and then taking the train back up to Venice, so that our flight really is from, Milwaukee, Chicago, New York to Venice and back. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, sure. And in fact, I did this trip a couple summers ago where I had 2 weeks. I actually flew into Rome, took the train to Florence, then took the train to Venice, and then took the train back to Rome, and had my trip sort of based out of Rome because it was about $300 cheaper per person flying into Rome than flying into Venice.
Wow.
And moving around. So in your particular case, it sounds like your destination is Venice.
Well, only because we're going to meet my family for 3 days. But you know, how difficult is it to catch the train or zip back?
Oh, there's plenty of trains, and you're talking about a 2 or 3 hour train ride, and one of them's a 4 hour train ride from Venice back down to Rome. So you're in pretty good shape. Typically, I don't answer these kind of questions because I know how to get there cheap, but not how to get around cheap.
Ah.
But I happen to have taken that particular trip a couple of years ago, and in fact, the trains were awesome. It was fun to see the countryside along the way, and especially when you get into Tuscany and Florence area. So I thought it was really fun to do, and there's plenty of trains. There's no problem. You can just hop on any one you want. You don't even really have to make reservations ahead of time, although if you're a planner like we are, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're suggesting that we fly to Rome and then catch the train and run around and go up to Venice and then come back to Rome and fly back out of there. That's
yeah, I would base my flight out of Rome because you're going to save yourself per person anywhere from $150 to $300 depending on which airline you fly. And that way you can fly out of a closer airport. Some of that savings you can do to maybe fly out of a closer airport if you're closer to Milwaukee, for example, instead of Chicago or Minneapolis.
Yep.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Rick Cini, CEO of FairCompare.com, our guest. I'm Larry Mueller. Rob Ferret, our on-air producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking airfares today with Rick Cini, CEO of FairCompare.com. Great to have him along. Thank you so much for listening in. Call in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Email at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, and we'd certainly love to hear from you. Just to mention later on, the author of Second Act Careers, 50-plus ways to profit from your passions during semi-retirement, our guest, Nancy Collamer. We'll talk with her in about a half hour or so. But right now, Rick Cini talking with us about airfare, and Art in Milwaukee has a question for you, Rick.
Sure. I'm scheduled to fly out from Milwaukee to New York Friday morning, which happens to be March 1st, the first day of the so-called stuff, and coming back from New York on Sunday the 3rd of March. So I'm wondering whether some people say it's going to be chaos and other people say nothing's really going to happen for weeks.
Yeah, well, first of all, nothing's going to really happen as far as TSA. The biggest issue, really, to some degree, is TSA, which is getting into the airport and returning into whatever airport you're at. Any furloughs that would occur for that would start happening in April. So I don't see any issue on the first few days of March or really throughout March. The issues that could occur with a lengthy, if they don't actually solve this particular situation, are really three things. Air traffic control, at the moment, you know, they completely lost their funding in 2011, the summer of 11, and they still kept all the air traffic control up. It was deemed to be essential. So I'm not too worried about air traffic control. The other part is borders and immigration control. If you're coming back into the United States, you may have lengthy lines for that on an international trip. And really the big issue is TSA. There's an app you can download if you have a smartphone called My TSA. It'll tell you the wait times for lines at the airport, your particular airport. So I wholeheartedly suggest you download that and plan on getting a little early. For your trip, not so much, but you know, if you're taking trips, for instance, in late March, early April, and we don't have a solution to this problem, I would definitely keep an eye out on that.
Okay, thanks much.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. Great question, too. Jenny in Watertown. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi. I have a question about traveling from Milwaukee or preferably Madison to Boston this summer. We'd be thinking of spending about 10 days out there. We'd be willing to leave on the 4th if that will lower the fare, and then coming back around the 12th or 13th. It would be me and my parents, so three adults who are seniors.
Yeah, so going out of Madison to Boston in the summertime at the moment is running about in the mid to high 400s, and out of Milwaukee it's running at the low 300s.
Yeah.
So to fly out of Madison at the moment, you're looking at about $100 to $150 premium. Now, I wouldn't buy my tickets for July anyway until I'd be waiting another 2 or 3 weeks. We haven't even really seen July sales yet come in. So I would definitely, you know, sort of weigh that price increase. Certainly, if you travel on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or a Saturday, and you said you wanted to stay about 10 days, so like it appears like, you know, somewhere around, if you left on a Saturday and came back the following Tuesday or Wednesday, that's about a 10-day period. That would be your best bet, and you'll find the best deals for that.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Thank you very much for calling. Peter in Phillips, Wisconsin. Hi.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to travel to Orlando, Florida in November to visit my sister-in-law and her husband. But my wife doesn't want to fly. She's talking about taking the train. Now, can you give me some advice about taking a train? I looked at the Amtrak website, and they, from Wisconsin, you go to Chicago and then Washington, D.C., and down to Florida, and it takes about 2 days.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm the airfare guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're talking about, you know, in that time frame, you're talking about somewhere around $240 for Milwaukee round trip you can find into Orlando, for example. So, you know, if you're doing it because of cost, my guess is that the train tickets actually would be more expensive.
Quite a bit more.
You know, if for instance, she's afraid of flying or whatnot, then that's something that you have to take into account. But to be honest, that time frame of ticket is really a great deal, and you can get that out of Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Chicago. If you do it out of Madison, for example, it typically costs about $50 each way more.
Hmm.
Okay.
There you go. Good luck. Thank you for calling, Peter. Anna in Chippewa Falls. Hi to you.
Hi there. So much for taking my call.
Hmm.
Question for you. I really wanted to take a trip to Guatemala. I actually want to go to Guatemala or Peru, and I am kind of wondering when would be the best time of the year to travel down there so I can get a cheaper flight.
Well, there's hardly any time that's cheap.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, the ticket prices, you know, from sort of the northwest to Guatemala City, for example, tend to range in a range between about $550 and $900 round trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's not a specific season that's an off season necessarily.
Okay.
But you can typically find, you know, if you look at sort of the hotter months, they tend to be a little bit cheaper later. August, when kids are back in school, August and September is a good time to go. Typically, you'll be in that 550 range.
Okay.
And then is obviously during the cold weather months, you're going to warm weather, so that's when it ranges up to the $900 range.
Okay, so in the summertime.
Yeah, and I would do late summer if you could, you know, after the third week in August, because that's when kids get, so you get another price break there, which takes it down into the lower 500s. Okay. So September, October typically would be your cheapest time.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Now, here's an interesting one from Jill in Middleton, which is right next to Madison. We would like to take a trip over the first weekend of May and be gone for 2 nights. The two main activities we would like to do are sit in the sun by a pool and eat good food. We don't want to waste a lot of time traveling. What would you recommend as a destination out of Madison or Milwaukee?
Yeah, so, you know, if I was going to look at that and you want to be on a beach somewhere, your cheapest price by far is going to be the Los Angeles area. By far, you're looking at $200 round trip for a couple nights. San Diego would add another probably $50 to $100. If you wanted to go to Florida, for example, that would be in the $320 range for a couple nights, Tampa or Daytona. So if you're really trying to be a cheapskate, you know, go into Los Angeles and go, you know, as far south as you want to go, as warm as you want to get, right? So there's plenty. I actually took a trip this past Thanksgiving to a place called Dana Point, which is spectacular. It's about, maybe 30, 40 minutes south of Los Angeles. It was awesome.
Oh, so fly into Los Angeles and then...
I actually flew into Orange County in that particular case. But yeah, fly into Los Angeles. You can fly into Burbank, Long Beach, Orange County, any of those airports. And they all, different airlines have different deals into those airports. So check all of them.
And 30 minutes south of that, you're in Dana Point.
Yeah, and it was awesome.
Ah.
So that's what I would do. And there was plenty of beaches there. And that time of year, you'll probably, it might be just a little chilly that first week in May because of the sort of that microclimates that they have. Yeah. So pick a spot where you make sure that the weather patterns are a little warmer if that's what you want is sun.
And food? Good food there?
Oh, I mean, yeah, gosh, it's Los Angeles. I mean, okay. Anything you want, you can find.
Arnold and Oshkosh. Says my wife and I want to go to Eastern Europe in mid-September, go to Krakow, probably out of Budapest. The best tickets right now are $868. Is that a pretty good price?
If you're finding $868, buy it right now.
All right.
Right now, the average fuel surcharge is $450, taxes $170. You're looking at $620. That means that airfare is $100 each way.
Man, oh, man, oh, man.
You are not getting a better deal than that.
Go right now, Arnold. Stop listening. Run.
Stop listening right now, Arnold. And
run. Okay.
Especially to Eastern Europe, those tickets typically range. The very cheapest would be in that $850 range. Typically, they're well above $900, even in the wintertime.
Mary in Whitewater, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
Thank you. Well, I'm wanting to go to Harare, Zimbabwe in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I'm waiting on a temporary work permit to arrive in the mail. So any suggestions?
Good question. This is a tough one because there's a variety of things you can go into. Once you get into sort of Africa travel, you know, you typically your best bet is to fly through, you connect through London and Heathrow, which takes you into a variety of places. You have airlines like British Airways. You can get into South African Airlines, can get you into, you know, Johannesburg and Cape Town, and then you can, you know, make your way around from there. But there's not a lot of airlines that fly very long-haul flights into Africa, right? You're going to be basically transiting most likely through London.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're looking at ticket prices in the sort of the very best ticket price around $1,500 to $1,600 and typically closer to $1,800 or $1,900 for a coach seat.
Yeah. I went 2 years ago, and it was over $1,800, and we went direct from D.C. on Ethiopian Air.
Yeah, so, yeah, and you can take Ethiopian Air. They have all sort of their little transit points. I would check, if I was going to check, and you have some flexibility, I would check out of Washington, D.C., I would check out of New York, and I would check out of Chicago, and then check British Airways, for example. They tend to have some better rates, especially when you're going into Africa as well as South Africa, and then I would also check Ethiopian as well.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Mary. Good luck. Lindsay in Milwaukee, hello.
Hello there.
What can we do for you?
Hi. Well, I question. We'd like to do a Mediterranean cruise in 2014. And I am wondering, is it best to fly into, say, Barcelona and fly out of a different airport? Or will you find better fares flying into and leaving from the same city? And also, I was wondering, is there something like Kayak that has international flights?
Well, yeah, almost every site, including Kayak, ours, we all do international sites, Expedia, Travelocity, Orbitz, for example. So you can pick any of those sites to take a look at. You certainly can pick the airlines as well. If you're going in 2014, in the case of Barcelona, there's very few nonstops into Barcelona. So if you're going to Barcelona, you're either going to go through Madrid, and there's some nonstops into Madrid, or you're going to go typically through London. So in that particular case, it's typically cheaper, for example, to go into Madrid. I think Madrid to Barcelona is maybe a three-hour train ride or a two-and-a-half or three-hour train ride. It's much cheaper to go into Madrid directly than to go all the way to Barcelona. Typically, you pay anywhere from $100 to $180 more for that extra little hop on, over to Barcelona. So if that gives you some range. And you shouldn't start shopping for your 2014 trip until 2014.
Okay, good. That was my next question.
Yeah.
All right, I love your show.
Thank you. Thanks, Lindsay. Meredith in Madison. Hello, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. We're exploring the idea of a winter break trip to New Zealand. And I'm wondering what would be the best time to shop for flights and what would be the price we should expect.
Sure. And I'm assuming would you be willing to go out of Chicago or Milwaukee?
Sure.
Yeah, so.
And I think Christchurch, it's the South Island, and Christchurch is the city mentioned, but I think you have to go through Auckland first.
Yeah, typically you won't be able. Yeah, you'll either go through Australia and make yourself to Christchurch if that's where you want to go. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of low-cost airlines within Australia that fly back and forth to New Zealand. That's not as big of a problem. But you're talking about going at the peak time, which is right over Christmas time.
Yeah.
And, you know, typically you'll find your cheapest airfare out of the West Coast. There's a couple of airlines, some specific airlines that fly Air New Zealand, flies out of the West Coast, and so does Qantas. They'll make you there. So sometimes, in fact, when I've done that trip, the one time that I did do it, I actually flew a low-cost airline into the West Coast and then took a really inexpensive ticket out of, at that time it was Los Angeles. You can also look out of San Francisco as well. But
okay.
You're looking at price ranges for that time frame. It's sort of like going to Africa. It's in that $1,700 to $2,000 range for a coach ticket.
Okay.
Now, they do have Virgin Australia, and timing, definitely you want to start. If you're leaving for Christmas time, you really can shop a little bit earlier. I would start looking at shopping maybe, late July, early August time frame.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thanks for calling. And Corey in Pine River, hi.
Hi, I'm actually following up with that question. We're flying to Australia probably on December 31st, just looking for the best time. And we have airline miles to get us to L.A., so we're figuring, just wondering if it's best to fly out like on the 31st or the 1st or wait till a little bit later.
Yeah, I think, well, in that particular case, let me give you an example. Right now, that trip to Australia out of Chicago is running $1,800, and then out of the West Coast, it's $1,200 round trip.
Yeah, $600.
Yeah, so that's why I always tell people if you have that sort of miles to get you to the West Coast or a low-cost airline, you can make up the cost of going from Chicago or Minneapolis pretty quickly on that trip. And as far as shopping, you know, late July, early August is when I would start shopping for it. On that particular one, there's on any particular day when you're going on that particular route, there's not a special Monday through Thursday rate. There is a midweek rate. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is a little bit cheaper. But you'd have to actually test the days around that, especially if you're taking a 10 to a 12-day trip. The price can vary literally hundreds of dollars depending on what day you want to go and what the demand is at that particular time. So I would definitely come to our site, look at our calendars. It'll tell you sort of when the days, but I'd wait until late July, early August to do that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. We got an email from Mulunda who wonders, when would it be cheapest to travel to Lusaka, Zambia for about 2 weeks? So what time of the year? And
never.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always...
It's, you know, you're looking, anytime you're going into Africa, to be honest, you're looking at very cheapest I've ever seen is, you know, $1,600 or so. I mean, there's been some crazy sales in the $1,400 or $1,300 range, but you're looking closer to $1,800 to $2,000. There are some interesting options because, you know, Emirates, for example, fly, there's a lot of traffic going into Africa through Dubai nowadays.
Yeah.
So now you don't necessarily have to go through London to do that. To make it into Africa. There's just not that many flights there, and therefore the demand is pretty high, and there's no reason to discount. I wish there was some better ways to get people under that amount. Here's what I always say. When the ticket price is $2,000, use your miles.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is the time you should use your miles. That's when you're going to get the most value. If you have those credit cards that you're saving points on, that's the kind of trip you should be saving them for.
Julie in Madison. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi. My family and I, my husband and my daughter, are going to be traveling to Chile this summer to visit my daughter who's studying abroad there.
Okay.
And she's in Valparaiso, and we've been looking at flights to Santiago sometime in June or July, and they're really expensive. So I wondered if there was another way to go, maybe another airport we could go into and then take a bus. My daughter actually flew into Lima, Peru, for about $500 and took a bus all the way to Valparaiso, but it's about 50 hours.
Yeah.
So we don't want to go that far.
You don't want to do that, Julie.
Yeah, and you're looking at tickets well north of $1,000 right now for that trip. For an 8 or 9 day trip. There's not really a closer airport. So from a traffic perspective, the cheaper flights into Chile are typically from Miami. Let me take a quick look out of Miami and see what the prices are. Yeah, so even Miami right now is north of $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
For summertime, and Chicago is like $1,200 right now. So I'm not positive that, I mean, Spirit Airlines does fly a few of those routes out of Florida and out of a couple different spots. If you really want to go cheapskate, that's one way to do it. Just be prepared.
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering if there was another, you know, even another country. Peru is too far, but is there another place in Argentina or something we could fly to and then...
Yeah, you know, you're still looking in that, you know, gosh, the very cheapest flight you're looking at is sort of $900-ish, and that's only a really good sale.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still looking at that you know, $1,000 range. It's not really any good. The problem is that there's, you know, this is the fastest growing area really in the world for air travel. Airlines are starting to add more capacity down there. When they start to do that, we might see some cheaper prices, but there's tons of demand. And a lot of that demand is actually coming from there to here, right? They don't know whether they're coming or going necessarily, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's driving the price at the moment. So I don't expect price breaks on that particular route or those set of routes really probably until late next year when we get a little more capacity.
Okay.
Here you
All
go.
Right. Thank you for your help.
Yep. Thanks.
Sorry
Julie.
About that.
Well, let's see what's on Dave and Madison's mind. Hi, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Good morning. Now, about 30 years ago, landed at Aruba, and every time the planes would land or take off, they had goats on the runway, and they'd hightail it out, and then when they took off, they come back. So and you travel a lot more than I have. What's the funniest thing you ever saw in your travels at the airport?
That's a pretty good question. I'm trying to think of something. The funniest experience I ever had was I actually landed on a trip to Seoul, Korea one time on an island off the coast of Korea called Jeju Island because they couldn't land, and I had to spend the night in a plane. And then about 2 years later, it was the million-dollar question on who wants to be a millionaire. The answer was Jeju Island. And I amazed my friend, so that's the one that comes to mind.
I ran an airport in Jamaica once for a half a day. I was in, that's my story. I was in the Pinders River area of Jamaica working on an AI agency for international development project. And we finished early in the day, earlier than we suspected. So we went to the small airport there to fly back. And of course, we were going to be sitting there and waiting for several hours. So I asked the guy if he had any beer. And he said, well, no, but I can go get some. And so he said, you watch the airport. And he took off in the fire truck and went and got and was gone and didn't come back. And people were arriving, and I was telling him to sit down. And
that's funny.
And, yeah, he finally came back. He'd run out of gas on the way to wherever he went to get the beer. He ran out of gas, and so he had to get gas. And it was several hours, the whole thing. And he came back with a case of beer, which I purchased the entire case. The plane had just landed. I carried it on the plane and served people at the other people who were on the plane.
Yeah, that's something to do. That's what I would do, too. If I had a small child I was traveling with, I'd be serving people around me some beers. that diffuses the situation very quickly.
Oh, man. We have what do you... Brandon wondered what would you suggest for airline tickets for a trip August, if you're planning a trip for August 6th to the 13th from Milwaukee to Washington, D.C., when should Brandon be checking out?
Yeah, so August, you're looking at sort of that late May, early June to late June time frame for that particular ticket. You should be able to find a ticket out of Milwaukee under $200 to Washington, D.C., because it's serviced by AirTran and a couple other airlines. So, in fact, I'm looking at prices right now for that time frame. You can actually buy, at least on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, right now, $188 round trip during that time frame to the Washington area.
Wow.
So there's other days. If you're not leaving a Tuesday, Wednesday, I'd wait a little bit. But right now, if you're going Monday or Friday or Sunday, it's right at $300. But if you're willing to go Tuesday, Wednesday, you can buy your ticket today for $188. There's a couple sales going on.
Oh, man. Rick, thank you so much. FareCompare.com. And, it's a good place. Talk a little bit about what you guys do.
Yeah, so we basically are one of the handful of companies in the world that get the raw airfare data for over 550 airlines worldwide. We have our own proprietary system to process it, and so we have the world's largest database of historical airfare. So that's all the information that, you know, so that I'm getting you today is based on our historical information, and that's what we do. We tell people when to buy, when to shop, when they should go, and try to save them a few dollars on their next trip.
And then and give people notices. You can sign up for notices.
You can sign up for alerts on particular routes if you want to monitor a particular route and see when the prices drop. There's simple ways to just sign up, and we'll send you a note whenever the prices drop and give you some context. Sometimes when prices drop, it's still not that great of a deal if you look at historical context.
Mm. Rick, again, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Rick Seeney, the CEO of FareCompare.com. Great talking with him about places to travel. And I want to turn now to another kind of journey. This one sort of into retirement. My next guest has some advice on finding and fulfilling and rewarding work after you're done with your first career, or maybe it was your second career. I'll talk with the author of Second Act Careers next. I hope you'll stay tuned here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.